What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I am your host, Jared Gordon. And of course, if you haven't done so already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Fantasy Football Lovers. Now today we will be doing a little Q&A from my followers on Instagram. And let me know what you guys think after listening. Alright, the first question is, do you think the season will start on time? And I do. I do feel like the season will start on time. That is, the regular season. However, I do have a feeling that the preseason will be shortened by a game or two. Because they'll probably be trying to figure out how the seeding will be. And how to enforce social distancing and safe practices. All that stuff. Now, luckily, there will be some tests from the NBA and the MLB, so we'll see how they do things, and that's ultimately how they're going to start allowing fans back in. And another thing to figure out, but as for the season, the owners would much rather have at least televised games than no games at all, and For that reasoning, I believe that there's going to be more of a chance that and a possibility that there will be a season, because the owners are going to be losing out and the contracts, there's going to be huge disputes, and there's just a whole bunch of backstory behind all of just, you know, the season starting in general. And I would actually like, if there happened to be no fans, I would really like it if games were to be played on Saturdays and Sundays so that we can watch more of the games rather than having to choose between which ones we want to watch. You know, just an idea, you know, go tell the commissioner that one. All right, on to the next question. What is your preferred draft strategy? And honestly, I love going running back heavy early. And the reason I do this is because you can always find value at every other position, like quarterbacks. They don't vary much after Mahomes and Jackson. Even though personally, I think either Wilson or Wentz is actually going to be the top scoring quarterback this year, my personal opinion. But also wide receivers, there's so many of them that you can get in the double digit points. And I feel like there's just a bigger difference between the RB 12 to 24 than the wide receiver or quarterback 12 to 24. More tips that I also recommend, using ADP to your advantage. And, you know, never take a guy that you have ranked higher than some other guys 2 to 3 rounds early just because you feel personally that they're going to be doing better. Just play the game, wait one round, or maybe a little sooner if your picks are farther apart. But other than that, the ADP is your friend, and try not to reach for a guy unless you have to. Also, I like to go quarterback and tight end late because, like what I stated before, specifically, this is just for one quarterback leagues. In a super flex league, this is totally different. It's a different story when if it was a super flex league with two quarterbacks available, I would recommend going running back and QB early, but go running back first, then quarterback, whether that's, you know, one or two running backs. You should get at least your workhorse guy to solidify that position before you start going for the quarterback. But then get a quarterback with your third and or fourth rounder, and then you can play the field to see where the value is and go either quarterback or running back after that. But you want to end up with three starting quarterbacks, in my opinion, so you can rotate them on bye weeks and in case of an injury happens. Now, four would honestly be ideal. Reason being for this is quarterbacks in a super flex league after the draft are super hard to come by and are ridiculously valuable, almost overpriced in some cases, which would be to your advantage, hopefully. And the last question we got for today is, how do you feel about Josh Allen's fantasy value this year? And I'm feeling better and better because I was high on him before Diggs. So then he raised up my board once Diggs arrived. But then he was getting too overhyped and his ADP showed that. But now it's starting to drop back down to a more comfortable ADP where I wouldn't mind taking him. He's a QB7, 96 overall off the board. And I would personally wait a little later still. But if he fell to the back end of the 10th round, I'd gladly snag him. He has an amazing floor with a tremendous upside this year. But we haven't seen him with a top-tier talent like Diggs. And now they have probably one of the greatest receiving cores in Diggs, Brown, Beasley, and even Knox. Like, I know his accuracy is a little off sometimes. I mean, technically, you know, the worst in the league. But on the times that he is hitting them, these players are ridiculously explosive and great after the catch. And this is a year that I can easily see him going over 300 yards in a game passing. He's going to be like a mini version of Lamar Jackson. As in, he's going to give you that rushing upside while he also has the capabilities to be a solid contributor in the passing game. And every so often, he's going to kill it through the air, carrying your fantasy team. Now, the only problem I have with Josh is that he may be more inconsistent than other quarterbacks in the range that he's going in, like a Wentz or Ryan, like Matt Ryan, where you know you're going to be getting, you know, that 15 to 25 points per week. While Josh, you know, he could get you 40 points and then 10 the next week. So just a bit of a risk factor. Other than that, you know, I love him. He's becoming a better value as more and more the hype train kind of fades away. So, you know, I do like where Josh's value is going. And, you know, that'll do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to let everyone know who's giving you the most insightful and best content out there. Also, be sure to once again follow me on Instagram as well, at Fantasy Football Lovers, for some amazing content on there. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everyone that listens and, you know, just pretty much gives me a chance to spew my knowledge out at them. Take care and have a great rest of your day.